the other part of this is the social or hospitality part. These people are here for a while, and it's not unusual for somebody to go to a screening of somebody's film and talk with them afterwards and say, hey, how about a cup of coffee? And they're usually more than willing to do that. So it's an opportunity to meet some people who are really great. I mean, all the people we try to bring in are not only people we bring in because they're wonderful filmmakers, but because they're really great people as well, and are people that really enjoy engaging with an audience, enjoy engaging with individuals. So it's an opportunity for people to do more than just go and see a movie.
Film festival has had sort of different formats, and one year there was, you know, the super elaborate website and all the different things going on. What's your feedback been from audiences to have it be a little more focused and maybe a little more manageable, if you will?
Well, you know, that's a very good question for which there's no correct answer. Part of what we do is driven by the fact that we have no venues in the city of Syracuse other than the Palace Theater and the Landmark, and the Palace really isn't in the city. And we want the festival to have a hometown feel to it, so it wouldn't be right in a mall cinema, for example, even if we could do it in the malls. I'm not saying we could. It would be extraordinarily expensive even if we could do that. So those are the only two theater venues in Syracuse right now. There are other places where we can show films, and we have in the past, but for one reason or another, through technical problems or other issues, they haven't worked out all that well. It's sort of exciting to have five or six venues going simultaneously and people having to choose, but it's also frustrating by the same token. So this allows us to really focus in on each program. There's no competition for any of the programs except on Sunday. They all play by themselves, so people don't have to make choices. They can determine whether they're interested in the program and go to it.
Do you find people, especially when a country is represented or a film style is represented, that then it almost spurs a desire to learn more about those things, that more than just enjoying this movie, you're also sort of kind of introducing people to be more interested in film in general and different styles, which may be related to the country or maybe just the filmmakers?
Sure. Yeah, well, I mean, we hope so. I mean, I think that's one of the interesting things. For example, take Is That You from Israel. I think most people who don't know anything about the Israeli cinema probably think that whatever it is, it has to do with politics and religion. It doesn't. It just simply doesn't. Yes, there are films that do deal with those subjects. But Is That You is a romantic comedy. It plays anywhere in the world. It's really well made, beautifully acted, interesting story, very funny. And I think people can learn that we're all human beings, no matter where we come from in the world. And whatever our problems are in our respective countries, we still are part of the human race, you know, and we have the same concerns and issues to deal with in our everyday lives as anybody else does. The Indian cinema is very interesting because India produces more films than any country in the world. And, well, maybe Egypt is a close second or first. I'm not sure exactly what the order there is. Yeah,
Egypt.
In terms of the number of films that are produced every year. But I think people don't know the Indian cinema, and there have been a few films that have come from India that have made it in box office and have been successful. But, you know, I think that everyone thinks of Indian cinema, as if they think of it at all, as Bollywood. And Bollywood is great. Don't get me wrong. I love Bollywood films. But there is other kind of filmmaking going on in India, and there are Indian filmmakers trying to find that and navigate that ground between Bollywood and other kinds of cinema that are influenced by other parts of the world. And the cinema is an international, universal language. It doesn't make any difference where the film is made. So people can understand the film even if they don't speak that language. The Indian films are both in English and in Hindi. They're both languages. The actors or characters alternate the language they speak, even though everything is subtitled. The Is That You film is 95% in English, and only the beginning is in Hebrew, but with English subtitles. So even those films don't require a lot of concern about reading subtitles.